Tazai Nisan, we're holding in just Tafshin Pehe. Siman Kuf Aleph was going through the halachas of Yom Tov Rishon Tasheni Ve'Negel Maise. Also, this year, every year, when you have 2 days of Yom Tov, or even a Shabbos to Yom Tov, it could be Negel also in Eretz Yisrael. So here are the halachas. The basic premise is I can't do a malacha on Yom Tov after Yom Tov. Certainly, that would be, it could be an Issur D'oraisa. And even from one yontov to the next, I can't do malachas. It could also be an issur d'oraisa because Yom Tov Sheni really means kaddim is chol. And even the tzorach mitzvah as we'll see. And even if you're not doing malacha, you're just doing achana, that also lechatchila you shouldn't do. So that's where the kitzur starts off with. All malachas are mutar to do on yontov. You have to do it for that day. You can't prepare it for the next day. And that applies even Rosh Hashanah. We'll see that Rosh Hashanah has its own unique stringencies because it's called Yom Arichta. And so what happens if a person wants to cook, doesn't have time to cook later on for the night, the second night, let's say, of Sukkot or Pesach. So the answer is, if he cooks a lot initially in the morning when he's cooking for that day's meal, he's allowed to add more, let's say, more meat. The svara, the idea is that the logic is the meat, more meat it is, it actually makes the meat better. That's a good thing to know if you are a cook. More meat, the more tasty it is. But even then, you shouldn't say with your mouth that you're doing it for the paper, you know, to leave over for nighttime. Rather, you should just do it. And now other foods, this could be more complicated, the kitzur says, because if it's going to be requiring more effort, that could be a problem. Even something that's not malacha, like for example, a person wants to bring a cup or a bottle of wine. This is a big question always. You're going to eat by someone for the second night. Can you take it over during the day? So there's a big debate if that's okay or not. At the end of the day, you're giving something to the host today, which essentially they could enjoy tonight. If you're bringing it, that type of shmashis, that could be a big question. In fact, there's a famous brisker rav that he held another smoke during that time because the puff that you take in could ignite, and the purpose of it is going to already be too late. It will be the next day. So you're mamash v'meichin from Yom Tov Techo. Very interesting chap. Yeah, so anyway, that's the brisker of. I don't encourage smoking anyway, but that's a big debate if you're allowed to. If someone wants to ask me allowed to do, we'll discuss this maybe another time about smoking cigars. In any rate, even if something that's a terech mitzvah, that I said to you now, that lechatchila prepare from one day to the next. What happens if a non-Jew brings something on the first day of Yom Tov? Fruits, vegetables, fish, and we're concerned maybe he did malacha for us on that day. So you're not allowed to use them on that day. But at night, the next night, you're allowed to. And in the chatchili, you should wait what's called b'chdei shi'asu, the amount of time it took him to do so. The exception to that is 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, like we say, because in a way, it's more chamer, it's more stringent because it's considered yom arichta. I get tisha is allowed to when it comes to the what's it called, Amazon deliveries. So can you, let's say a woman's expecting a dress or whatever it is. So according to this, that day that you're receiving it, you shouldn't. But the night after, you could. The exception to that is according to Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, actually, is from when it comes to Shabbos to Yom Tov. If it arrived in Shabbos, you shouldn't use it the next night on Yom Tov. But even that also is a debate. When it comes to milk, that was milked on the first day, and of course the Jew is watching it, because otherwise it would be Chalav Akum. So you're allowed to have it the next day. Here's what the Kiddush says. If you did it on Shabbos and Yom Rishon is on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to have it on Yom Rishon. And on Rosh Hashanah, if you milked on the first day of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to have it on the second day, like we said, because of the fact it's considered like one long day. Another interesting Kiddush says that when it comes to wicks that you lit on Yom Tov and they went out, you're allowed to use them on Yom Tov Sheni. Except, the exception is, again, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Kitzur goes on to say, now that the light on the Yom Tov Sheni with a wick that went out on the first day, even on the other edge. Now, this is a big debate, and others argue with him. And nevertheless, Kitzur himself says, you'd like to move them and replace them with something else. Now we start Simon Kuf Beis, the halachas of Erev Tavshilin. The concept of Erev Tavshilin is essentially that I can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but if I started the cooking from before, then I'm just continuing the cooking. So that's why we set aside an Erev Tavshilin. So basically, as the Kitzur says, you have Yom Tov Shechalis Be'er Shabbos. You're not allowed to bake or cook in a pot, right, for Shabbos. And the only way to do it is Erev Tavshilin. What does that mean? Shin literally means a mixing of items that are cooked. That means you already have the items that are cooked from before for Shabbos. So that's the reason why it's less of a zilzil to Yontif. So that's what the kitzur explains. You take some item, or roasted item, that you could eat with bread, and also bread, and you make the bracha. And then you say the whole nusach, say it in the language that you know. He gives the language Aramaic. But then this Eiv will be able to cook to and to bake, lat muni, and to do atmanu, lat dukishaga, to be able to light candles. And to do all that, take care of all our needs. He doesn't understand this language, say it in the language that you understand. Have a great day.